next student assistant director and an understudy who I guess is going to be going on, right, for Missouri State University Theater's production of Bear the Musical. This is Caitlin Palmisano.
Hello.
And actually, I guess you've opened already, right?
Yes, we opened last night.
How did it go?
You know, I actually wasn't there because the theater's so small that there's not enough room for, like, extra people to have seats. So I stuck around for a little bit to see if I was going to go on for the girl that was sick, and she was cleared to go on. So I got to go home for a little bit, but I plan to see the show tonight. So
are you guaranteed any performances or?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's just a matter of who is sick and who is healthy.
Mark Templeton made it sound like you were definitely going to be going on, but I guess I went on
for the final dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this show. Sarah Wiggin is directing it. It's Bear the Musical by Damon Intrabartolo and John Hartmere, and it continues through March the 6th in the second floor balcony theater in Craig Hall. That's, as you say, it's a very small, intimate venue, not much seating and not much room for everybody to hang around.
Yep.
I'll actually just let you talk about this show. It's a very edgy and very contemporary show.
Yeah. So it takes place in a Catholic boarding school called St. Cecilia's. And it really focuses on the struggle between these two boys named Jason and Peter, who are both gay. And of course, living in this boarding school,
Now, these are teenagers.
Yes, are teenagers. Okay. It's a high school. So, you know, Jason is this big guy on campus. He's a jock. He's got this reputation to uphold. So he's very adamant about staying in the closet. And Peter, who is his boyfriend figure, they never say that they're boyfriends. But they are in love with each other. And Peter is fighting the struggle because he really wants to come out. And the whole show is really just about their struggle with each other and with their battle, with their own personal religious journeys. Yeah.
And ironically enough, a school theatrical production of Romeo and Juliet really kind of brings things to a head.
Yes, there's a play within a play, and there's a lot of parallels between those plays. So it's definitely a purposeful inclusion of that show.
Now, this is a musical with a strong score that kind of propels the message along.
Yeah, it's a pop rock opera, so it's really interesting. It's mostly sung. It's kind of any spoken word, kind of like what you would expect to be just the script is spoken on, if you know opera, like a recitative kind of, So it's really interesting in this pop rock form to be in an opera, so.
And as I said, basically a fairly recent show, it's not just a play, it's a musical, but it certainly has a powerful message, and we should say, is a show that contains strong language and adult themes.
Yes, very much.
How many people are in the cast?
I believe it's 21. Yeah. It's a little bit bigger than the original show intends, I think, for 14. And we added, or maybe 15, and we added some ensemble members to include more students. But
interestingly, in the small venue that you're performing in, too.
Yes. It's been a little bit of a struggle to have everyone on stage at once, but we definitely made it work. So,
now, as I said, Sarah Wiggin from the faculty is directing this, but you have been the assistant director. And what has that meant?
It's been great. I was originally actually supposed to be in the cast, but I had some vocal health problems and had to drop the show. So Sarah offered me the position as assistant director, and it's been a great process. I've learned so much about, you know, directing, and just I've really grown as an actor myself, just being able to see my peers grow throughout this process and see their mistakes and be able to pick out these little acting things and be able to give them notes. It's been really great.
Now, the performances are tonight and then all the way, basically all next week, Sunday through Friday, February 25th through March the 1st, and then four more performances, March 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's Sunday through Wednesday of that week, all at 7:30 p.m. in Coger, not in Coger Theater. It's in the Craig Hall Balcony Theater upstairs. So we keep talking about how small the place is. Tickets range from $12 to $18. And for information for tickets, you can purchase them at the MSU Tix number 836-7678 or go to MissouriStateTix.com and visit theaterandance.missouristate.edu and click on current productions to get a nice detailed summary, a synopsis of what the play is about, what the musical is about. Bear the Musical, now through March the 6th in the Craig Hall Balcony Theater, $12 to $18 for tickets, and again, 836-7678 or MissouriStateTix.com. How many people can you accommodate in the balcony?
Ooh, you know,
theater?
I actually am not sure. I want to say around 100, maybe a bit more. It's a pretty small theater, but...
Do you have any idea how ticket sales have gone so far?
We are sold out through Monday.
Okay.
But beyond that, there's plenty of availability, so get your tickets.
So don't try to go to this weekend, but certainly starting Tuesday of next week and all the way through, Tuesday through Friday, and then the following Sunday through Wednesday, there are plenty of tickets available. What kind of crowd did you have last night?
I'm pretty sure it was sold out. Again, okay. I wasn't there, so I wasn't
sure. Yeah,
but
you weren't able to go, but so sold out this weekend, but starting Tuesday there will be tickets available. 836-7678 or MissouriStateTix.com. That is Bear the Musical through March 6th in the Balcony Theater in Craig Hall. And understudy and assistant director, Caitlin Palmisano, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.